Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If I was to describe to you a product, let's say this new laptop tech, I would have to know this new tech inside out to be able to talk about it, describe or praise it. Since most of us are not able to understand Allah, the Absolute and Eternal, we are not allowed to praise Him without saying Subhanallah, which is to express our incapacity to know Him and praise Him as He is. Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yasifun. Allah is above and greater than all that which people praise Him and attribute to Him. In ruku and sajda as well, we first say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la before saying wa bihamdih. I want to say so many amazing things about you, but whatever I say is still less than who you really are, and therefore glory be to you, you are much greater than what I can attribute to you. But there is an exception. Illa. There are certain servants of Allah whom Allah has accepted that they praise Him. Who are they? Ibadullah al-Mukhlasin. The servants of Allah who Allah has made sincere and purified. The human being, through hard work and depth of faith, is able to reach a station whereby Allah purifies him and grants him complete knowledge, so much so that this special individual can now praise Allah. Wow, these are the same individuals that Shaitan admitted not being able to influence them in any way when he said, فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. I swear that I shall influence and lead astray all of them, illa ibaduka minhum al-mukhlasin, except your servants whom you have purified. These are the same individual who an ra'a burhana rabbih. They have seen the evidence of their Lord, and every tiny amount of evilness has been taken away from them. Innahu min ibadina al-mukhlasin. They are the Lord's special servants. They are ulil aidi wal absar, possessors of power and wisdom. Inna akhlasnahum bi khalisati dhikraddar. Allah has purified them with the remembrance of the true abode. And wa innahum indana lamina almustafain alakhyar. And they are in the eyes of Allah those whom He has chosen and selected. These infallible beings are our role models. We love them, we follow them, and we wish to walk on their footsteps with the hope that they hold our hands and take us to where they are. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen.